One morning in June, some 20 years ago, I was born a rich man's son.
You're hearing a recording of David Hasselhoff performing live at the Brandenburg Gate on New Year's Eve, 1989, just a few weeks after the wall fell. The man, known here in the U.S. for his roles in Baywatch and Knight Rider, was a pop superstar in Germany. And since both East and West Berliners had access to the same radio stations, that night everyone was whistling his number one hit on the German pop charts, a song called Looking for Freedom. When Berlin city officials decided to celebrate the fall of the wall and put on the biggest concert the city had ever seen, they turned to David Hasselhoff. And I'm pleased to announce that sitting in our New York bureau is the man himself, David Hasselhoff. Willkommen.
Dankeschön, alles klar.
So I've watched the video of that performance. You've got the Brandenburg Gate in the background. You've got all kinds of 80s, late 80s hairstyles going on in the crowd. But I got to say, you're wearing an amazing jacket. It's actually battery-powered. Lights on that jacket. Do you still have it?
I think the jacket now is more famous than me. I still have it. That jacket was actually invented for a concert for the Osmonds called the Ring of Fire, which is a celebration of freedom of July 4th. Huh. And so, you know, when I had this opportunity to sing, I said, well, only if I can sing on the wall. And I never thought in a million years they'd say yes, because they needed Honecker and Helmut Kohl's point.
Yeah, Erich Honecker from East Germany and Helmut Kohl from the West.
Yeah, they needed their approval. And they got it. And they called me back and they said, great, we'd like you to sing. And I said, well, how about a crane above the wall? And they went, okay. And I said, let's bring out the jacket. And so I put the jacket on, fired it up, and it was an amazing night.
What were you thinking as you stood there in front of the Brandenburg Gate, looking out at this massive crowd, hundreds of thousands of people, just a few weeks after the wall came down?
All I could think of is they're hoisting my wife on the wall, and she's pregnant. And they were actually singing in English, and there was actually a band on the wall. If you look down, they were actually playing it with horns, and I was taking everything in slowly because I thought this is going to be the most magical moment of my life, other than the birth of my children, of course. So I said, there's no way I'll ever top this. This is an amazing moment in history, and I'm right here. And 2 days before, I had gone into East Germany to actually sing on one of their television shows, and I was the first American to sing in a East German studio since 1945.
So when's the next time you're going to be singing Looking for Freedom in Berlin?
Probably this weekend. I'm sure something's going to happen. I just know something's going to happen. They're going to ask me to sing it. So
can you still belt it out in the same way you could 20 years ago?
Yeah.
And presumably thousands of people will be singing along.
They will. It's pretty amazing when you go way back in the woods of like a place called Wiener Neustadt in Austria, and there's a little old lady with a little bonnet on and a little basket, and then I start singing that song, and she starts clapping. I've been looking for freedom. And that's the only English she knows. And it's I've been looking for freedom, and it's pretty cool.
That's the one and only David Hasselhoff, star of Baywatch, Knight Rider, and a pop music legend in Germany, speaking with us from our studios in New York. David Hasselhoff, thank you so much.
Alles klar. Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.